Now, wait a minute. I'm not sure I agree with that last stanza. That's pretty dark and depressing, even for a lifelong Lutheran. We fly forgotten as a dream? Hey, I want to be remembered, at least by my children, maybe for a day, maybe for a whole generation, if not two. But after that, well, maybe we are forgotten. So it goes with the passing of time. Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. At least let me live a little longer, another day or two, a couple more years. Whatever happened to those guys with those almost 1,000-year lifetimes? You know, Methuselah and his generations. I want to live long enough to be remembered. But remember this, God does not forget us. Another day, another 1,000 years, he knows our name. He calls us by name. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is indeed the Lord of all history, creator, redeemer, and judge. Our lives may pass, may come and go like the passing of a dream or the passing of the day or 1,000 years. It's all the same to God. His word endures forever. And he has a day. It's his day, the day of the Lord. Hear what Isaiah has to say about that day, if you prefer a homilegumena text, or even better, an Old Testament text, not just 2 Peter. Isaiah chapter 2, Yahweh Tzevaoth has a day against all that is proud and lofty, against all that is lifted up and high. And the haughtiness of man shall be humbled, and the pride of men shall be brought low, and Yahweh alone will be exalted on that day. This is the rhetoric we like. You get them, God. I'm waiting for that day, judgment day. Finally, you will come and make things right. Come and clean house against all the proud and mighty, against all who care only about themselves, who pervert your name and don't care about your values. Great sermon, Pastor. You really told them what they need to hear. But woe to you, Amos says, about the same time as Isaiah. Isaiah would agree, woe to you who desire the day of the Lord, for it is a day of darkness and not light. You think it's good for you because it's bad for others. But look again. Judge not, and you will not be judged, lest you be judged. You too will stand among those poor, miserable sinners who indeed deserve nothing but punishment at the great and terrible day of the Lord. But hear Isaiah again, some verses later in the same sermon, chapter 4, in that day, the day of Yahweh, the branch of Yahweh will be beautiful and glorious, and the remnant of those left in Zion and Jerusalem will be called holy. Everyone who has been recorded for life in Jerusalem, when the Lord shall have washed away the filth and cleansed the bloodstains by a spirit of judgment and a spirit of burning. How is this that the day of Yahweh's judgment is both a day of destruction and wrath and a day of salvation? Well, we know the answer to that. It's so obvious. It's one of those great exegetical yes-is. It's all of the above. It's clear and obvious to us, of course, that Christ has died for the sins of the world, but not so much for the rest of the world. For them, Judgment Day is a day of, well, judgment. But God has already come to judge the world and all of us as well. But he has come and done so in Christ. Upon Christ, through Christ, on him was laid the iniquity of us all. There is your judgment day. But there is also the day of salvation, the day of resurrection. He is risen. That day of resurrection has come. Earth, tell it all abroad. And we who are baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ already live beyond the judgment day. Death, then life, judgment, salvation. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Even as we wait for the day of the Lord to come again. And the world watches and wonders. Actually, they don't really watch and wonder. They don't care. They are more the scoffers and the doubters. And even if they do care, they ask, so where is this coming? Where is this day of the Lord? And when does it come? If you want to improve the world, there's better things to do than be religious. Do something. Oh, we try this and we try that. We have new leaders. It's time for a change. Obama said it's going to get worse before it gets better. And we all know that even if it gets better, it will never be good. And we do this and we do that, and we never get it right. And so we may wonder why. Why we wait. And we may want God sooner rather than later. We may want him now. And so we are reminded in this text, yes, 2 Peter, dear friends in Christ, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Isn't that a great line? As some understand slowness, I understand slowness a little better every year I get older. As some understand slowness. You see, his ways are not our ways. His clock is not our clock. His slowness is not our slowness. His speed is certainly not our speed. The day of Yahweh will come. In a day, in a year, in 1,000 years, it's all the same. Whatever. The creator of the world will come as judge of his own creation. But the creator of the world has already come as the redeemer of his fallen creation. And in the meantime, we rejoice that the day of the Lord is here for you. Baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ. And in the meantime, be glad for the delay. Take it seriously. Not for our sakes, but for others. What does the text say? He is patient, not wanting anyone to perish, but that everyone should come to repentance. That's what the delay is all about. So use the time wisely. Live holy and godly lives. Don't get carried away by the errors of others, but care about God's patience, not wanting anyone to perish. Not wanting anyone to perish. Yes, we might be forgotten. In human memories, our days and our years might pass forgotten like a dream. But might we be remembered in those, even by those, in our generation and the next, who will not perish. perhaps through our lives, our witness, our service, our speaking, our living out the Word of God in Christ Jesus, God's Spirit might bring even more to repentance and salvation. Yes, it is about everyone else. Lord, you get them. Pastor, you tell them. No, wait. I can tell them too. Sometimes, even as a pastor, about God's judgment and salvation. That great day of the Lord, come in Jesus the Christ. Christ has come, Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. In a day, in 1,000 years, whatever, whenever. But the day of God's salvation has come for all the world to know. Even as we wait, in God's patient good time, for him to come again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.